Welcome to the Camp House Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Busby, and this is our special series focused on local elections for 2018. Over the summer, we are going to bring you interviews featuring candidates running for local offices of County Mayor, County Commission, and Hamilton County School Board. In the end, we hope you are more connected and informed about the men and women hoping to receive your vote in August. Today we bring you our first two interviews featuring candidates running for County Commission District 2, Elizabeth Baker and Chip Baker. Currently District 2 is represented by Jim Fields, who is elected not to seek a third term, fulfilling a promise he made early in his political career to only serve for two terms. Geographically, District 2 includes the communities of Signal Mountain, Walden, Fairmont, and then a portion of Red Bank, and cutting across just below Ashland Terrace to take up a portion of Rivermont all the way to the Tennessee River. And now here is our interview with Chip Baker, candidate for County Commission District 2. Well, Chip, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, Chip, as we sort of get into this interview, I start these interviews off by kind of describing what District 2 looks like. So we don't need to talk about that. I'm more interested in learning about you. So take about, 2 minutes and tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Chip Baker. I'm married to Carlette Baker. And Carlette's from Texas. I grew up in a small town in Ohio, about the size of Cleveland, Tennessee. For the first 20 years of my life, I was a hospital administrator. We moved from Dallas, Texas to Chattanooga to run the T.C. Thompson. Then it was called T.C. Thompson Children's Hospital. Now it's just Children's Hospital.
That's associated with Erlanger over here?
It is. Yeah, it okay. is. It used to be over by Memorial. They moved it over to Erlanger. And it had its own identity until they built more floors on top of it.
So yeah.
But it's become the darling, and it should be. Because, I mean, children can't take care of themselves, and they come in all shapes and sizes. So it's a very noble cause. Since we've been here, we've had four children. So when I first ran for school board, it was pointed out with my opponent that I wasn't from here. To which I thought, that's correct, except I have four children that are from here, and they outnumber us in our household 2-1.
Yeah.
So we moved here in 1992 to run Children's Hospital, fell in love with Chattanooga like so many people, like yourself, that just kind of said, what a great place. And then in 1999, I used experiences I acquired from running air shows with the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds at Children's. That was the beneficiary. To make a move and a switch of careers to event management, and specifically to the Riverbend Festival.
Yeah, so how long have you been running Riverbend?
Since 1999.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. And so are you an empty nester at this point, or do you still have kids?
We call it free birders.
Okay.
we are free. We do have two dogs and still some college bills, so we're not quite, footloose
not
and fancy
yet.
Free, but
yeah.
we're on the road.
Well, that's great. So you have ran for public office then in the past?
Yes, I was asked by a lady named Annie Hall, who had been on the school board, to run for her position in the year 2000. And I didn't know anything about politics, never been in it. My wife's father had been in politics in Texas. And so she was a whole lot more savvy than me about, how do you do a campaign and how do you raise money and how do you spend it appropriately and, just the whole shooting match. So we kind of sat down with Annie and decided, this is something we want to do, because we have four children, specifically to District 2 on Signal was the opportunity to build a high school on Signal that had been discussed for 50 years.
Yeah.
And so we thought, well, that's going to be one heck of a challenge. So why don't we, focus on not only that, of course, when you're any, school board or county commission, your job is the overall county, county schools, county, county as a whole. So, but specifically, we did want to get a high school on Signal Mountain, and we endeavored to do that. And in probably, 5 years, we got the ability to get it passed, and then another couple of years had it open in 2008. So
how long did you serve on school board?
12 years.
Okay.
12 years. Three as chairman. So I'm a very... very knowledgeable about all the schools in Hamilton County. I'll bet you I was probably the only board member that went and visited all 78 schools.
Well, keep going with that, because one of the questions I want to be able to ask everybody is, especially people running for county commission, what is the role of the county commission when it comes to improving public education in Hamilton County?
Yeah, so I think the word I would use is partnership. 66% on the budget for the county.
Big chunk.
It is. And but yet it's all done what I call kind of knee-jerk reaction. You know, it's like, we need money. Well, where's the plan? And there's a group of community citizens that a year ago right now worked on a plan called the Budget Work Group. It's the best plan I've seen out there that addresses a number of things. And I'll give you, for instance, when I was in the school board, Dr. Register was superintendent. He suggested that we build smaller community schools. Made sense, you know, smaller, more specific attention to the student. The one question that was never asked in that whole focus was, can we afford it? And the answer is no. We need bigger schools, get better, you know, greater economies of scale. We can employ fewer teachers, but we can pay them better. So, because we get better economy. So there's a way to do, you know, a lot of things if we all sit down and focus on a plan. And that goes not only for obviously the bulk of the spending, but I've visited all around the county, and you know, guess what the number one question is? Money. You know, it's like, we need money. And so it's, you know, understand that. But let's do this in a methodical, logical approach, which is what I've spent all my life doing.
Well, you know, as you've been sort of canvassing and campaigning in District 2, you know, what are some of the, like, the hopes and dreams and the fears and the concerns that you're hearing from constituents in District 2?
You know, really not a lot of fears. I think the hopes are to, you know, to for us as a county to grow in a smart way. You know, we were talking about form-based development earlier, and that's just an example of buildings. But that, you know, we don't become an Atlanta, we don't become a Nashville. Certainly security is a question. You know, jobs are a question. But I don't hear any huge fears out there other than, you know, just, you know, let's not go crazy on our taxes, but let's do it methodically. And again, that gets back to the plan that I think makes sense, that everyone buys into. And the cool thing about that budget work group is you take a group of non-elected people, you know, community people, become part of the process, which I think is a wonderful thing for two reasons. One, you get a lot better input. And number two, it kind of takes some of the political sting off it, because, you know, if somebody looks at you and they go, hey, you know, you did a 10-cent tax on me, I'm going to come get you the next election. Well, you know, I mean, if you're doing your job, if that's the right thing to do, that's what you should do. But if it's a group of people saying, here's why we should do this, mm-hmm. it just helps soften the blow and make sense. So I like that approach.
Just hearing you describe that, you know, obviously, you know, if it makes sense and it's needed, it sounded like, you know, you might be open to increasing taxes by 10% or whatever that is, 10 cents. And so I guess my question for you is, you know, our county elections are partisan. Do you see that as a good thing or a bad thing, or does it matter? You know, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's the first time I've been through a partisan race, because school board was nonpartisan. And even though everybody knows, you know, even like the city, everybody knows that, you know, Mayor Burke's Democrat. I mean, because he was in the state Senate. Well, you know, I've always been a conservative, moderate, but this is the first time it's come down to, you know, you got to put, you know, what party you're affiliated with. And I've had some people that are really good friends of ours that have turned against me or us. I look at us as a group, you know, Arch and my wife Carlette, and you know, when they turn against us just because we're not the same party. And I thought, shouldn't it be your ideas? Shouldn't it be your background? Shouldn't it be your experience? Shouldn't it be your leadership that I'm choosing you, not because of party? So, but it is, and so, you know, it's been a very unique experience for me, and except for that part of it, everything else has been great.
Well, I do want to talk about public education kind of one more time, because you are District 2, and so I do feel like I need to be able to ask, you know, it's very well publicized that Signal Mountain looked to create their own school board or their own school system this past year. Where do you stand on that issue? Is that even a live issue anymore?
Well, I think right now it's not a live issue. You know, my position on it all along has been, just as when we did the vote for the high school in Signal Mountain, is let the people vote. If they really want to go a certain direction, they can do that. Now, I've spent 12 years in Hamilton County Schools, and looking from, you know, kind of the cheap seats on this process, there were definitely opportunities to maybe not have it go so far down the road. Again, I don't have a problem with looking at anything, you know, just as they're doing now with some of the new programs that Dr. Johnson's putting in. But what I do have a problem with is when people aren't talking. And when you've got 78 schools and Dr. Johnson is new, and you've got a gung-ho group wanting to go a certain direction, you know, that's their right. But you know, like anything, if you communicate well, you can probably forestall a lot of the issues. Like, for instance, I suggested to Dr. Johnson, first part of May, that they're changing out the principal at Signal Mountain High School. And I suggested, as we did when we did our first principal there, was get a group of community folks, because they're involved. You want involved parents. Get them involved in the process of selecting the next principal, and let them get the buy-in. And, you know, they might come up with some unique ideas on, especially on qualities of who they want and which principal makes sense. But the superintendent makes the decision. He's the final decision maker on that. So, you know, to me, there's lots, you know, good leadership is if things are going a little awry, astray, whatever, is that you jump in the middle of it. And that's what I love doing. I mean, I did that when I was on the school board. You know, they'd talked, you know, 50 years at least on doing the high school. I suggested Normal Park Upper when I was on the school board. It was one of my schools. It was called Chattanooga Middle. I suggested closing it down because we were throwing good money after bad. And then a parent came to me and said, we want to convert this school to Normal Park Upper to complement Normal Park Lower, and here's how we're going to do it. And I'm like, heck yeah. You know, I love a parent-driven solution. So there's always other ways to resolve an issue than just kind of it's all or none.
So, you know, public education has been in the news a lot lately, and specifically the idea of segregation. And so as somebody who's served on the school board in the past, and as somebody running for county commission now, do you see segregation as being an issue within Hamilton County?
Well, I think, you know, I see opportunity, you know, as kind of a obstacle. You know, we had No Child Left Behind, and you know, that really kind of worked but didn't. It's doing whatever you do right. But I think it's more opportunity. For instance, a school like Howard, you know, I mean, they got it tough because a lot of times, I mean, the reality is it's a child with one parent who may not be around as much as, you know, our parents would have been. And so how do you change that? You know, how do you change it? I was part of a group that included some of the African-American religious leaders, business leaders, and Dr. Scales when I was on the school board. And I guess what disappointed me about that was it was like two meetings. It lasted two meetings, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was the only, you know, Caucasian in the room because I felt that was important to be part of that solution. You know, so it's everybody has the greatest ideas. It's when we can bring people together, again, back to a strategy, back to a plan on how to do it instead of knee-jerking and saying, we need money or we need to integrate or we need to bus or, you know, or whatever it is. And so it's how you do it from a business perspective, and of course, you know, part of that is the social aspect of it, but particularly businesses, make sure that you're working together to accomplish the goal. And that's, again, 40 years I've been doing that.
So what do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing Hamilton County? Because it, you know, if you are elected, you won't just be, you know, you'll be representing District 2, but you'll be making decisions for this entire county. So what are some of the big challenges you see facing the county as a whole? Maybe one short term and maybe one long term.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you prefaced it by that, because a lot of people will say, you know, I represent District, you know, name the number, and though I'm District 2, your job is to, you know, be involved with the entirety of the county. So I think you've got some growth issues. Obviously, the biggest opportunity is the farmland in the eastern part of the county, so out in Ottawa, and you know, then you got wastewater treatment, you know, opportunities, and there's an ability to get a new pump station in there at Collegedale, and you know, so again, back to smart growth. You know, Signal is pretty landlocked. North Chattanooga is, I think, doing a really cool job. I remember 10 years ago it was nothing. I mean, now you wish you'd bought a couple houses.
Yeah.
There. But so I think, you know, short term is the smart growth, and long term I think is the smart growth. I mean, because you've got immediate needs that have to be taken care of, and then you've got longer term is don't overdo it. I don't know how you do that, but you do it again through collective planning and mm-hmm. business planning and so on. So I really look at both as a short and long term problem, opportunity.
So what is something that you see Hamilton County has done really well in the past 5 years?
You know, yeah, I was at the Hunter Museum when I got the one and only hug from Senator Corker when we did Volkswagen. And I'm on the Chamber of Commerce board, and to hear the discussions on, you know, what they'll do is they'll talk in somewhat secretive mode if they're working on somebody, they can't really talk about it. But as Volkswagen rolled down the line, it was just such a great, it was city, it was county, it was putting cameras up, letting them show them that we're preparing the site even before there's any kind of commitment. It's just neat to be part of. Then when I meet with the economic development person for the Chamber of Commerce, he basically says without Volkswagen, we would be going backwards as a county, because it's not just Volkswagen, it's all their suppliers, and it kind of trickles down. And so I think that one thing alone was mastery of everyone working together and to be on the chamber board and to watch how they coordinated city and county and public works and it was a feat. I mean, it was a feat. And of course, the apple, I mean, the cherry on the cake was getting a hug from Bob Corker.
Well, before I let you go, Chip, is there anything else that you want sort of the District 2 constituents to know about you, know about your campaign? Give you 5 minutes to give your pitch.
Well, I'm going to start off with, I got the best campaign manager in the business, Arch Trimble. And then I've got my wife, actually, because all the campaigns I've done before, she's kind of in a second tier and what I call the glue, and then Dalton Temple. So we've got a really good group of folks. I think essentially that what we have to offer is are a number of things. One is my day-to-day job. I work very closely with the sheriff, the sheriff's department, county public works, city public works, both mayors, the chief of police, all these folks. I mean, these are groups I work with every day. So there's no real learning curve on who's who and how all that works. So I think that's an important thing. I've been in leadership position now for, I don't know, I was 27 when I ran my first hospital in Dallas, and that was kind of cool. I was a little cocky then, but
I'm 33 and I feel a little embarrassed by that fact.
it was lucky. I was in a lucky position, and I fortunately did well in the second year running the hospital. I got CEO for the company, which is about 40 hospitals. But the point is, I had great leadership training, and then of course the experience. I mean, running an event is no different than running a hospital. It's all about profit and loss, revenue and expense. And so I've spent my entire career doing that. And the last thing I guess I would say is when I get on something, I'm dedicated to it. The good example is the number one place to live in Tennessee is Signal Mountain. Why? Because it was a great place, and the thing that took it over the top was the high school. And that was done not by me. It was done with everyone. Coordinating everyone to work together is where I get my, that's where I get my joy. I think it's fun, because I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but you put everybody together and now you got a pretty good brain trust, and that's fun. I truly enjoy that. So, kind of leadership, experience, dedication, those would be the three things that I think people hopefully will walk away with that separates me from my opponent, frankly.
What's the one thing about District 2 that you're the most proud of?
Oh, well, I mean, of course, the high school was, that was, they talk about, it was somewhere between 50 plus years they talked about that. To get that done in 6 years was a feat. But again, it wasn't done by just me. It was with a group of people, which is fun. So Normal Park was fun. Developing Red Bank Middle. I wasn't there when it was constructed. I was there as in the planning phase, and during that process, working with all the experts, I had to go against the mayor of Red Bank because then he's unfortunately passed. But you know, to say no, where you want it to go and where the experts say it to go needs to go are two different things. We didn't get along for a while. In the end, we did, and so that's, you know, that's always like, because I always like to work well with everybody, but I'm not afraid to go up against them if it's the right thing.
All right, Chip. Well, thanks for being here.
You bet, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Chip Baker for taking time for this interview. Now, Chip is running for District 2 against Elizabeth Baker, whose interview was released at the same time as this one. Now, I feel like I need to clarify that Elizabeth and Chip are not related. I know that's secretly a question all of you have been wanting to ask. Now, in the show notes of this episode, you will find links to the Hamilton County election website, a link to a map of Hamilton County Commission districts, as well as links to the website for the candidate being interviewed. Thank you for taking the time to listen and getting to know the people seeking to represent you in public office. Again, be sure to check out our episode with Elizabeth Baker as well, and tune in throughout the summer for other interviews featuring candidates for county mayor, county commission, and Hamilton County School Board. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here next time.